Welcome. It's Domain Dave from CheapWineFighter.com. Another wine review podcast. What we do here, and we do it every single time, for a couple, three times a week forever, is we write up a review of inexpensive wine on the CheapWineFighter.com website. Cheap wine doesn't mean that the wine's bad. When we started the website, cheap was an internet slang. There was cheap airfare, cheap hotel, cheap big screen TVs, and also cheap wine. So it was a way to get noticed on the internet. So we're not drinking bad wine. We're just drinking wine that we're not paying a lot of money for. And this wine falls into that category because it's from Trader Joe's. And this is a wine where this is the third vintage we've done of it. And it's the Paso Dragon Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. And it's $7.99. It's from Paso Robles. That's where the Paso comes from. And there's a lake, Nacimiento, I think it is, that if you see it from above and you have a pretty good imagination, looks kind of like a winged dragon. And if you look at the label, they do have both on there. It's a drawing and it kind of explains it to you. And it's in the heart of the Paso Robles region, which is about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco. And it's a very well-respected wine region. And about half of what they do there is Cabernet Sauvignon. The winery doesn't put their name on it. Though, I'm a geek and I went on the trademark registry search. And I found out who made it. So I'm not gonna out them, because when you make a wine for a customer, a lot of times you're making the wine to their specifications, and it might not be a wine that you yourself, the winery, would make, but I don't think there's a winery out there would lessen their quality standards for a customer. That's not something that I don't think anybody would do. So you're getting the customer's quality, but you might not be getting their representation of what their wines are. So if you look it up, that's fine. It's a family-owned winery that's been around since 1983, and they have 1,400 acres under vine. So they're legit. I mean, it's not what you would expect a $7.99 Cabernet Sauvignon from a single AVA to have, but, and I don't know if they grew the grapes or if they purchased it from their neighbors or how that went, but it's a good start when we don't know anything about the wine, and we know that. That's pretty good. I'm going to take a sip, and we're going to talk about the wine itself. This is a wine that's kind of more sleek, smooth, and long than complex and deep. It's got full flavor, but it's got vanilla and chocolate. It's got kind of crowd-pleasing flavors. It's got the blackberry and then the plums and the maybe jammy raspberry and a little bit of spice here and there. And at the end, there's might be a slap of blueberry along with some orange zest just to rough things up a little bit, which is always nice when you got a smooth, sleek wine to have a little contrast. So I'm telling you, it's not a bad wine. And it's $7.99. And we've done the 2020 vintage and the 2018 vintage, and we've liked all of them. So that's not a bad trick to be able to produce a very drinkable California Cabernet Sauvignon for $2 under $10. That's not bad at all. The label looks great. You can put this on your table and no one will go, $7.99 bottle. No, looks... The package looks good. The wine tastes good. It looks good too in the glass. So it's a, it's a quality wine. I mean, it's in the value price wine. It's going to be more smooth and, a little bit more sweet fruit. And it's not a sweet wine at all, but you get that nectar sweet of the fruit in there, which I like. Most people like fruit to be nectar sweet, so it works. I'm going to take another sip. Yeah, it does a really nice job. than it has been. So this is the Paso Dragon Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 from Trader Joe's, $7.99. It's at this point, after three vintages we've done out of four, and they've all been good. I think this is a bargain wine that you can count on. I would say it's more of a sipping wine than it is a food wine, but it still would do great with comfort food. I mean, burgers, pizza, burritos, tacos, you know, that type of thing. I mean, it's got that round, smooth flavors. I would maybe not do things that are too spicy because the sweetness of the fruit, though it's not a sweet wine, and spice might kind of conflict a little bit. I don't know. But give it a try. I haven't done that. So the Paso Dragon Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 is another good vintage. It's another thumbs up from us. And this is Domain Dave. Like us where you like your podcast, if you will, out there. Thanks for listening. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. I still got to go to Costco, and I've got in my eye on a couple of wines. So keep it cheap, stay cool, stay out of the humidity, and I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. Adios. Bye-bye.